The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, January 10th. Today is a very special day. We've got Jennifer Flink with us. I mean, that's special enough right there.
Oh, you are so sweet.
Good to have you here, Jennifer.
Good to be here.
But the reason it's a special day, because the Boone County Historical Society Museum had been closed for Christmas and New Year's.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
And you're reopening
today. Very day.
At what time?
At 12:30. 12:30 to 4:30 today. And we'll be open all weekend, 12:30 to 4:30. Saturday, of course, we're open at 9:30. Mm-hmm. So give people a little extra time on a Saturday.
So as soon as you get out of here today, you're going to run over there and put the finishing touches on
everything.
You bet.
I'm making a beeline. I have an exhibit that is ready to go. This is a fun exhibit. Last year, the state of Missouri was able to celebrate 75 years of conservation in the state of Missouri. And so we have a wonderful exhibit on loan from the Missouri State Archives that we will be displaying in the Montminy Gallery. It's huge panels, and it shows the history of Missouri going back to Paleolithic era. I mean, back to the time when there were ferns and mosses and lichens, and beautiful, beautiful exhibit that we're so happy to have for the next 2 months. We'll have through the end of February.
Almost 2 months.
Almost 2 months, yeah, absolutely. So that's a wonderful exhibit, a new exhibit to tempt everybody. We have new things in our Civil War gallery. So this is where we are celebrating the sesquicentennial. Well, the Civil War occurred over a 5-year period. So each year we change our Civil War exhibit to kind of reflect what was happening during that period. So we'll have some new things for folks to see there. We'll have an officer's tent, and we'll have new battle descriptions. And
now, is this an authentic officer's tent?
It will be. There are authentic artifacts in the officer's tent. But it will be a reproduction tent.
Okay.
So we use as many authentic artifacts as we can. You know, last year we had the drum and fife corps, and that was authentic instruments from 1862. And this year we'll have, and then we had authentic uniforms of a Missouri Union soldier and a Missouri volunteer or CSA soldier. Mm-hmm. So we had those on display. Now we're well into the war. We're into 1863. We'll be profiling 1863 battles and skirmishes that occurred in Missouri.
Who does all of the research on this?
Well, I do a lot of the research, and I'm lucky to have interns who come in from the University of Missouri and from Columbia College, and come in and provide a tremendous amount of research, and are able to develop. I'll give them a topic and allow them to develop that topic, and look cite all of their research, and provide photographs, and then we'll look for artifacts to go with that.
Mm-hmm. Is it difficult coming up with the artifacts that you have?
No, the artifacts that we have, we've had two sources. We have a collection of our own. And so we're able to show many of the items that we have in our vaults that are of the Civil War era. And some those have come from Boone County families and from families in Missouri overall. And we've had some very generous loaners, people who had collections of their own that they were very, very generous to loan us for this exhibit to allow us to fill it out and make it exciting.
When you're doing your research and you're going through the artifact, have you ever been surprised by anything that you've come up with?
Constantly. Constantly. I'm constantly surprised. And I think what will come out of, especially the Civil War, I think for most people, you know, Rudy Keller has been doing a daily column in the Columbia Tribune. And what will happen when he's finished is he will have a book that is the sort of quintessential book on Missouri's experience during the Civil War. But Missouri itself, during the Civil War, was given short shrift. It was not covered. It was considered because Missouri was the frontier. So in Missouri, during the Civil War, you had three things that were overarching cultural influences. One was that Missouri was a pioneer state. So it had all the rustic nature, the log cabins, the wooden implements, the mule-drawn agricultural tools, all kinds of things like that. So you have all of the hallmarks of the frontier era. You also, by the time you hit the Civil War, you are in the height of the Victorian era. So all of the Victorian sensibilities come into play socially and culturally. You have prescribed periods of mourning in full black. And if you'll remember, Scarlett O'Hara scandalized her community when she stepped out of black mourning for a fundraiser for the troops and wore a different color dress.
How long was the formal mourning?
It was 1 year.
1 year.
But very often widows observed it for a longer period. And that meant that you wore full black during that time, and tied black ribbons on your lingerie. You draped photos in the house. It was a very, very strict observance.
But you know, it didn't go away with everybody. I can remember back in the 60s when my family is from Italy, and of course the mourning period is much longer there. I remember when my grandfather died, my grandmother wore a black dress for over a year.
And that was not unusual. In addition, you stepped down into grays, mauves, browns, but not certainly brilliant blue or brilliant green.
And you did not go to a funeral visitation with any color tie on but black.
Exactly.
I mean, that was sacrilegious.
Absolutely. And so can you imagine, we have the frontier. And then we have frontier homes with Victorian parlors, frontier experience with Victorian parlors, and then on top of this overlay the Civil War, the battle of that time and the politics of that time. So this very, very rich history was visited upon Missouri, and at the same time, Missouri, being a frontier state, didn't just battle North and South. They were battling hearts and minds. Truly, this was a time of brother against brother, a neighbor against neighbor. Boone County had 53 bonded freemen, licensed black Americans who practiced businesses, operated businesses, had families in the community. And that was an unusual situation for a town the size of Columbia.
Yeah. So. Well, Jennifer, you could go on for an hour.
You're right, I could.
You could, all right? But we're out of time. Thank you so much for coming by.
Well,
remember,
thanks for having
the
me.
Museum reopens
today. This very day?
Yeah, in about 3 hours and 32 minutes.
Exactly.
So it'll be open at 12:30.
Time to see our conservation exhibit, 75 years of conservation in Missouri, and our new Civil War exhibit.
Okay. Jennifer Flink, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
We're out of time. Tomorrow, Lynn Rossi will be on talking about how to eat healthy. Okay, in a class that she's giving both online and in person at the university. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And a special thanks to Kathy Salter for helping us out today.
Absolutely.